The Five Secrets of a Phenomenal Business, Chapter 4.
As I mentioned in the introduction of this book, back in 2011, I had the pleasure of helping Tom Ziegler, the proud son of Zig Ziegler, create a powerful business assessment for Zig Ziegler's very last book called Born to Win, which Tom co-authored. Tom and I had our own list of the core systems that a business should have, and they were a little bit different. But as we began to flesh out the parts that every phenomenally successful business needs to have, we finally settled on 5 specific areas of business. This book is called The Secrets of a Phenomenal Business, and the reason that it's called that is because Michael Gerber said that the secret is the system. So as I share these secrets, remember that the secret is the system. The 5 secrets of a phenomenal business. Secret number 1 is a phenomenal marketing system. Remember that marketing is everything that you do to attract prospects to your business. Notice that I said a phenomenal marketing system. The marketing of most small business owners is poor at best. Marketing is the key to business growth. Without customers, you have nothing. You can do a wonderful job, but if you don't have enough customers, nothing else matters. So you want to have not just good marketing, but phenomenal marketing. What is phenomenal marketing? Marketing that's remarkable, extraordinary, outstanding. Phenomenal marketing creates experiences that engage, that educate, and build a sense of belonging. And you want to have a marketing system. Once you determine Once you determine what phenomenal marketing looks like in your business, then you're going to want to figure out how to duplicate it without you having to be involved in every detail. Here's an example. Let's say that you determine that mailing a newsletter to your database helps you bring in more business. You write up a procedure on how to compile the newsletter and get someone else to do the mechanics of it. You might still write it, but let someone else lay it out, print it, mail it, and get the database together and all those things. Then put a task on the calendar so it happens without your direct supervision. This book later on will have an entire chapter on phenomenal marketing systems that have revolutionized small businesses worldwide. Secret number 2 is a phenomenal sales system. Sales is everything that you do to turn a prospect into a paying customer. Once you generate prospects through marketing, the sales system is what then turns them from prospect to customer. And then remember, you want a phenomenal sales system. This system includes answering the phone, your phone scripts, responding to email opt-ins, presentations, and so on. Once they've actually purchased something from you, now they are a customer. Many times you may not need more prospects, but you just need to take better care of the leads that you get. Is your phone answered live? Is your phone answered in the most professional way possible? Do prospects and clients have a great experience when they call your company? How are your closing ratios? Are they what they need to be? Do you consistently make the add-on sale? Do you have proven scripts for your people to follow so that you aren't the only one that can close the quote-unquote big deals? Do you have a phenomenal on-site sales system? Do you have phenomenal materials? How effective is your response to internet leads? Increasing your closing ratios and your job averages, by the way, can have a big impact on your business. This book will show you and teach you my proven sales system for building a phenomenal business. Secret number 3, a phenomenal operations system. Operations is everything you do to service your customer, patient, member, or guest. The level of service you provide determines whether they're going to ascend what I call the loyalty ladder and go from customer to client. What's the difference, by the way, between a customer and a client? A customer buys something solely on the price, the value, or special, but doesn't have any loyalty to you. A client wants a consultant, an advisor, or a partner, so to speak, to take care of that area of their life. You wouldn't choose a doctor based on price, would you? Or how about finding the cheapest accountant or the cheapest attorney? If you do, as the old saying goes, you'll get what you pay for. Clients are loyal. They want a relationship. They want information, and they want to refer others just like them. Customers are only about the transaction, the special today. They're not loyal. They don't want a relationship. Let me ask you this question. Do you have service systems in place so that your clients get the most phenomenal service experience ever, consistently, every time? And by the way, does that happen without you having to be personally involved? In this book, you're going to learn how to take this area of your business to the next level. Secret number 4, a phenomenal administration system. Administration is tracking the results. It's also the internal office systems that include the financial, accounting, legal, insurance, and those kinds of things. Do you know what your cost of doing business is? Do you know what your marketing efforts are producing? Do you know what your sales closing rates are? Do you know what your production rates are? Do you have a budget for the next 12 months? Do you have the right insurance and legal protection? I think I just felt you becoming overwhelmed with all the quote-unquote work you have to do. Let me pause for a moment and take you back to chapter 1, the one and only reason your business exists, to be a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals. If you want to build a predictable, profitable, turnkey vehicle that'll take you where you want to go in life, it's going to be a lot of work to build it, but it'll be worth it. Can you imagine flying a 747 jet across the ocean without having any stats, without knowing what the fuel level is? Yeah, this is what small business owners do every day. They guess. They don't track. This is one of the most important parts of your business. By the way, a business without a profit is just a hobby. If you don't make money in your business isn't working. And the only way to know whether you're making a profit or not is to track your numbers. Tracking helps you make more money while working less. Let's say that again. Tracking helps you make more money while working less. Why? Because when you get in touch with your actual numbers, prepare to be surprised, it will cause you to stop running harder on the hamster wheel and take action on the things that actually matter. You will not only get an education on this subject of administration in this book, but you'll also learn a phenomenal administration system. Secret number 5, a phenomenal leadership system. In 2011, I also had the opportunity to meet John Maxwell, the world's number one leadership expert. As the first person to become a founding member of John's very first coaching program, the John Maxwell Team, I had the opportunity to spend time with John. The highlight of that was watching the Super Bowl at his home in Florida. John says everything rises and falls on leadership. Everything? Can that be true? He goes on to say that leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less, and to gain influence, you must add value to people. Is leadership required for marketing? Only if you want to influence people to do business with your company. And remember, all of business is about relationships. Marketing, sales, and service is about relationships. Tracking, by the way, reflects your relationship with yourself. Are you serious about your life goals? Or are you just using your business to get by in life, to have something to do? Speaking of this, John Maxwell also says the toughest person to lead is yourself. When you begin to understand your strengths and weaknesses, and you begin to understand how to add value to other people, to influence them, and, quote, enlist their willing cooperation to reach a goal, as Dale Carnegie says, you can then begin to build a phenomenal dream team. This means that you don't have to do everything yourself. It means you can now find those people who can do the things you don't like to do and that you're probably not very good at anyway. My strengths are marketing, sales, service, and leadership. Did you notice that administration wasn't listed? I hated the numbers until I got in trouble. Then I began to love the fact that I could predict a loss in the future and do something about it before it happened. Now I have a team of 40 people who run my companies for me, and I can tell you without hesitation that one of my greatest joys in life is watching my team members grow. To watch my young leaders grow is thrilling. The reason it's thrilling is because now we have a phenomenal leadership system. This book reveals how you can have one too.